Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Mike Downer, talking Hiawatha Redhawk football. Hiawatha's record even now at 2-2 on the season, opening district play with a loss at Rock Creek, 48-0. You knew it would be a better opponent, Coach, than what you had faced the previous game or two, but things just didn't go your way. Sound like one of those nights to where if it could go wrong, it kind of did for your team, and things snowballed a bit, huh?
Yeah, they sure did. Give credit to Rock Creek. You know, they came out good game plan, executed well. They did not look as quick on film as they were live. So credit to those kids. They're reloading again. They got some athletes, and you know, they've been extremely well coached. They've gotten better, a lot better week to week. You know, we've had their last couple weeks on film, and yeah, we didn't play up to our standards as well. But again, I don't want to take anything away from Rock Creek because they played a really good game, and you know, we didn't execute as well as we needed to.
So what can you take from a game like this? I mean, what was your message to the team and how they learn from this moving forward?
You know, the biggest thing is, and we've talked about it, you know, the last couple of years, is when adversity strikes, you got to be able to kind of put it by you and overcome it. And we didn't do a great job. There were a few plays we did okay at, but we did, you know, overall, it was just a lot more adversity than what we could handle at the time. But, you know, after we got in the film room and watched it, it was just a lot of simple mistakes. So, you know, we watched the film and try to fix our mistakes and we'll look at what we did wrong and what we could have done better and try to get them going and get it fixed and prepare for the next opponent.
On some of those mistakes, like penalties, for an example, I guess self-inflicted, but also easily correctable, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had, I don't even know how many penalties, a lot of you know, absolutely too many. We had quite a few bad snaps. We had things went wrong on special teams. We had a lot of things go wrong and our kids just couldn't overcome it. But again, hopefully, you know, after watching film, there are things that we can correct and get better at.
I'm curious to know how the team's kind of moved on, how the last couple days have been, because I'm guessing just, you know, with the success you've had and the way that you talk about the leadership and the way these kids have bought in, maybe more unlike previous years, this year probably a group that's pretty motivated. How have they bounced back?
Yeah, I think they've done a nice job bouncing back. You know, it helps that it's homecoming week, so yeah. It's easy to kind of get over that and get refocused on the excitement of the week. You know, it's not my favorite thing, homecoming, but it's kind of distraction at times. But, you know, I am here for the kids and want to see them do well and see the community. It's always fun to see how the community comes together around homecoming. And, you know, I got to take a step back, too, at times and just enjoy the kids and the community and kind of let them have a little fun. You know, it's kind of hard for me to do that at times with all the distractions, but it's been fun to see them rebound and come out to practice focused, and it's homecoming. There's a lot to play for, and, you know, as coaches keep telling, there's a lot left to play for in districts as well. So.
No doubt. Oh, good thoughts there, Coach. I appreciate the forwardness, I guess, and I think some good points there that we can all take a note from. This week, Hiawatha's homecoming game is against Jeff West, so we'll talk a little bit about the Tigers when we continue. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Downer, talking Redhawk football. Hiawatha home against Jeff West this week, and what should be a pretty good matchup. Coach, Jeff West is coming off a win, but their first of the season as they've struggled a little bit. But a new coach for the Tigers, what kind of different things, I guess, do you have to prepare for Jeff West this Friday?
Well, you know, looking at their film, they're improving quite a bit from week to week, too. You know, we got a couple games on them, I think they're doing a good job of improving. Kind of reminds me of ourselves in the past. They got some bodies. They got some guys that can do some things. And you know, if we're not prepared and we're not ready to go, we all know that you know, they're going to come in here fired up. It's our homecoming, and you always want to try to beat, you know, your opponent on home, the other opponent on their homecoming. So we know they'll be ready to go, and I think they're doing a nice job of continuing to build on what they're doing each week.
Is there some different things that Jeff West does that maybe you haven't seen yet from an opponent this season that are kind of some things you're looking at this week and focusing on?
Oh, well, I think the Rock Creek, it kind of helped us having Rock Creek. Jeff West does like to throw the ball around a little bit. So, you know, we saw that a lot last week and prepping for Rock Creek. And they do some things different defensively. Usually we've been seeing a three front, and they're kind of going to run a four front at us this week. So, you know, those are the only differences. But I think the kids are ready and they've been preparing, so I think we'll be okay.
Well, hopefully it's a good homecoming week, and I take it your team's still staying pretty healthy for the most part midseason?
Yep, we sure are. We're getting, you know, bumps and bruises, and we got a few sprained ankles, but for the most part, everybody's avoiding any major injuries and staying pretty healthy.
Well, that's good, because I know that hasn't always been the case chatting with you the last few years. So let's hopefully we can keep it rolling, Coach. I'm knocking on wood. Good luck Friday.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Coach Downard of the Red Hawks, the Hiawatha Locker Room Chat service each week of Ryan Meiniger and his team at State Farm, also by Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha.